I could swear I've heard that song before. John Fitzpatrick did it already, I'm pretty sure. You've got your version, I've got mine. Let's all try a little harder next time. That song's been done. That song's been done. That song's been done before.
Welcome to the TK Jingles Podcast. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This podcast features songs from tkjingles.com and the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show. Today's episode is brought to you by Lucky Strike, because you can't sell cigarettes on TV anymore, but this podcast will take money to shill for just about anything. As that opening number alluded to there, there are a ton of songs on tkjingles.com. Unfortunately, a few of them are covers of songs that have already been parodied before. That's bound to happen, but seems to be increasing recently, so I'll keep bitching about it until it changes. And it probably won't change, because, you know, if you have a song you love and you have an idea, you got to put it down. That's fine, but let's all try to be creative and do new things and try to find new songs to sing. With 900 songs, it's inevitable there's going to be some overlap. I actually am getting ready to post my 200th song, which is a milestone that I never anticipated when I started doing this schlock a little while ago. I've done now 30-something podcast episodes, 200 of these stupid jingles. I was on the Dr. Demento show again a few weeks ago. Just been so much fun doing this. I thank you all for your support. Hope you're enjoying this. If you're listening to this, you probably are. Please send me your feedback, podcast@tkjingles.com. Let me know what you like. Let me know if there's a song you'd like to hear on here, if there's a format change, anything else like that. Just if you have some general feedback or want to tell me what you have for lunch, podcast@tkjingles.com. And if you would like your very own TK Jingles sticker to put on your car, your computer, or wherever else, you can go to tkjingles.com/stickerme for all the information you need on how to get a free sticker sent your way. So we got a loaded show here. Going to change up the format a little bit in the beginning here. I'm going to break down the new songs into three different segments because there just was so much new material this past week. The first two were just lovely performances. And then we've got five more traditional jingles and then four collaborations. And then after that, Brad Weiss was kind enough to hunt through the archives of the podcast recordings he has, and he found a live broadcast from 1932 that has a great old-timey jingle in there. And then I've got some bonus material, a new song I just recorded this evening, some stuff that was actually cast away from my 31 and 31 that I played before, and then a classic tune. And then, of course, the mailbag. So up front first here, wanted to play songs from two new contributors, at least new to me. Mohayad, or M-O-H-I-O-D, in Springboro, Ohio, sent in Don't Think Twice in D.C., which is just lovely. And then Judo Fuse submitted Liz's Gloves, talking about how Liz Clark was so cold in the studio. And these both sound like they're live performances with guitar, and they're different, and since they're both new folks, I just wanted to feature them up front here, and then I'll come back on and tell you about the five new tunes we're going to play this week.
Following the Redskins, this just ain't their year. And the Nationals have only disappointed, despite all the Boswell cheers. The kids in the district have found a whole new craze that might put old Tony in a rage. Want a winner to follow these days. DC United's in first place. We all know what the Capitals deliver, nicknames and a bucket of tears. And though Label A may have turned a corner, LeBron's still in the East this year. There's one more team that can seize the day and pull a us up from all this DC sports pain. Get your tickets, kids, the playoffs start today. DC United's in first place. Talking about gloves, 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 Liz's gloves, yeah, her gloves, Liz Clark's gloves. They may not be fur lined or made of cashmere, but she needs to wear them because it's cold in there. Play some blues and that will keep her warm. Right now she looks like she's gonna rob your home. I'm talking about her gloves, 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 Liz's gloves, her gloves, Liz Clark's gloves.
It never ceases to amaze me how talented folks are to listen to this show and all the different ways that you can sing about stupid crap from the show. I really hope that we hear those on Tony's show soon. I'm glad I was able to feature them here, MOHIOD and Judo Fuse, and I hope that those aren't the only contributions they make to this collective of stupid music. So next, I've got five new tunes here. The first one is a parody of Three Coins in a Fountain by myself about Tony's trip to New York for the Americans. Then we have Your Home by Mickey, and Desperado Avocado by Sean Morrissey. I think it's Sean's first jingle. It's great. Then Blair St. Amand just went on a tear last week and posted three jingles in the same day. I figured I'd play one of them here, TK Ad Writer, which is funny, a take on how Tony is constantly ripping the folks that write the copy for the ads he's reading. And then John Fitzpatrick, who's great as always, with He's an Hysteric, yet I think the 1,000th parody of Into the Mystic.
Three hours in a work day, from radio to PTI, my BFF is named Will Bond. Man, I'm such a lucky guy. 3 days in a work week, guys like me get all the perks. I'm heading to New York to shoot some love scenes. That's why I don't plan to pack a shirt. Which starlet am I gonna kiss? Which ingenue will I kiss? 3 years till the nursing home. My kids are already looking at brochures. I better get used to the idea of Florida.
Information for your life. At a fire pit, you'll burn your rear. A toaster can be bought at Sears. Chimps become monkeys when they grow. A window is a piece of glass that keeps out rain and snow from your home. Because it's where you live, your home. Because it's where you live,
to mash it and grab some lime and cilantro. You're gonna make some guacamole. Make some guacamole. You better make some guacamole before it goes bad.
Dear sir and I, just as the copy clear, it took me hours to write over a couple beers. It starts, hey kids, it's Mr. Tony here. Then it writes itself from there. Well, it's good to be a TK ad writer. And why I wanna be a TK ad writer. TK ad writer. Well, I mentioned Orange and that Satchmo guy. Isn't that enough to make the littles buy? Why's it so sarcastic on the main tagline? Why the hell did I even try to be a TK ad writer? TK ad writer. TK.
Because it's where you live. There's no lilt to it. Why is there a lilt when he says it? Not every ad can mention The Godfather, you know, or it's another classic American film, Dirty Dancing. He's expecting Draper's carousel speech. I'm not Don Draper. Draper?
Ebola's not born on the wind. ISIS is half a world away. Still the orange man will kvetch. We all know he's an hysteric. Hark now, hear those mean raccoons rattling round in his trash cans. Animal revolution's coming soon. Off ashore, he's an hysteric. And all that Howard Fineman knows, he will be telling tone. And when all that bad news flows, he'll want to hear it. Cause he loves to fear it, and I want to shake him by the throat. Probably just send an email or a note. Then we'll all just listen up to our favorite hysteric.
There must be 50 ways to cover Into the Mystic. All right, now I've got four awesome collaborations here. Most of these sung by Joe Arrow, because he was, I guess, in a very giving mood this past week. The first one is a parody of Stevie Wonder Superstition called Mediocre. And then we have, they just killed on the show. Then we have a parody between Bill Bardo, KJ, Joe, and Brad with I Think I Had That. Then the Weatherman song, Patrick Moffitt with contributions from Brad and John. And this is just a great example of how you can splice in audio from apparently this podcast as well as Tony's podcast and just pull off something really cool and different. And then Ice Cream, an Everly Brothers parody by Greg Hellman, Joe, and KJ. Enjoy.
Very mediocre. Won a couple games. Very mediocre. Don't kick ass, don't take names. Quarterback controversy. Can you dump them in the trash? While Danny signs the has-beens with suitcases of cash. And if you believe this team can make 8-8, then you're a mother. Mediocre every way. Yeah, yeah.
Playoffs? Talking about playoffs? Really?
I'm sleeping, but I wake up at 4:30. So I turn on the TV and listen to the Way Too Early show. I wasn't that insane. I hear the Nats are still ahead. I spring up from my bed, screaming out the words I said. I think I had that. I think I had that. This morning I woke up with this feeling. LeBron was going back to Cleveland. And so I just decided to myself, I'd go on PTI and go on and on about it. And didn't I go and shout it? Even Wilbon was surprised. I think I had that. I think I had that. I think I had that. So go eat it, McManus. I know that I can name all the members of the Rascals. I think I had that. Isn't that what I just told you? And I'm pretty proud to say that I won't be wrong all day.
Because I'm not, you know, I think everybody sort of knows sort of the layout of the show, so I'm not able to listen to it necessarily, you know, as it's going on. I do nothing to prepare for it. I look like an idiot for repeating the same story.
I am ashamed.
You ever get that? Has that ever happened to you? You get lightheaded and you sort of stagger around and fall down or something like that. That's happened to me. And the first time it happened to me.
Kevin enough as far as I'm concerned.
We both had this obsession with winter weather. You know, my colleagues and I spend a good solid 2 to 3 weeks sort of sorting through all the stuff. We look at sunspot, you know, activity. That is so funny. My run of success is a winter weather prognosticator, long-range forecaster.
Oh, I'm a weatherman and I'm okay. I laugh at death and I lift those weights. He's a weatherman and he's okay. He laughs at death and he lifts those weights. I read the NAM, check the GFS, I never listen to the show. I wish I was Bob Ryan, but not the one that Tony knows. He reads the NAM, checks the GFS, he never listens to the show. He wishes he was Bob Ryan, but not the one that Tony knows. He's a weatherman and he's okay. He laughs at death and he lifts those weights. I read the news, pimp out my kids. I'm sponsored by Thrifty. When I refer to frontal magic, I'm talking about Courtney. He reads the news, pimps out his kids. He's sponsored by Thrifty. When he refers to frontal magic, he's talking about Courtney. He's a weatherman and he's okay. He laughs at death and he lifts those weights.
We're gonna have some snow that week.
Okay, and accumulating snow.
That's what I said.
Okay. Alright. What have you got for news?
How about some other NFL?
He's a weatherman and he's okay. He laughs at death and he lifts those weights. He's a weatherman and he's okay. He laughs at death and he lifts those weights.
Ice cream, cream, cream.
ice cream. Cream, cream, cream in Tony's world. There isn't much in Tony's world. He needs a crutch. He stands by the window and downs a couple pints of ice cream. Cream, cream, cream at 4 a.m. Nothing to do at 4 a.m. When Tony's blue, he stands by the window and downs a couple pints of ice cream. Vanilla is just fine, chocolate, you're all mine. Coffee, what can I say? Only trouble is, gee whiz, I can't see my shoes today.
Magic of TKJingles.com, bringing people from around the world together to sing stupid songs about a bald orange man. I know that Nigel loves to play the collaborations, and I always get quite a smile when I see just how these ideas come together. So a few of the great ones there. There's a lot more on TKJingles.com if you haven't heard them. 900 songs to choose from. Go on there. If you don't have the mobile apps, you can just load up a random playlist of 50 tunes, and you're bound to find something you're going to enjoy. Next, I have a special segment here. I haven't bothered to record a teaser intro for this because I'm not sure if it will last beyond this episode. But last week, I unearthed a song from 1914 from a very early episode of Tony's podcast. I think he was just in his middle age years there. But the it was kind of stupid. I really wasn't sure anybody would respond to it. But Brad Weiss, bless his heart, found a song from 1932. Called Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries, or I guess it was a parody of Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries. And it's wonderful. If you happen to find other music from an old episode of Tony's show, or if you have a question about Tony's show or this show that you'd like to hear answered here, you can send your old-timey jingles or your trivia questions to podcast@tkjingles.com, and they'll be featured right here in this rotating segment of garbage. So without further ado, here is Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries.
And now we bring to you from the studios of the Travisham Theatre your 1932 Cavalcade of Stars. And here's Rudy Ballet with his up-to-date version of Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries.
Life is often rather scary. Don't get too close to me. I don't know where you've been. I fetch, I rent, I worry so, though I have squirreled away lots of dough, dough, dough. My plug-in wireless makes me wary, I'm afraid to turn it on. The list of the things I detest is quite long, so don't get me started or I'll go on and on. Life is often rather scary. Hey kid, get off of my lawn.
Instant classic. I can't believe we haven't heard that song in 80 years. I mean, it's a gem. Where's it been hiding? All right, now we've got some bonus songs here. The first is a parody of Harvey Danger, Flagpole Sitta. It's a song that probably not many people know. It's a late 90s kind of alternative punkish sounding song. One I really like. And then when I was doing the 31 and 31 jingles this past summer, where I did one jingle every day consecutively for 31 days, there were actually a few that didn't make the cut. As hard as that is to believe, you would think having to try to come up with that much material that I would just use anything. But I think there were two or three that I ended up scrapping, and they were already complete and recorded and ready to go. And I just listened to them and said, oh, this is crap. And so I'm going to play one of those here. It's a parody from Big River. It's called Government, originally performed by John Goodman in the 1985 original Broadway cast of Big River. It's a song that I always hated, actually, to tell you the truth, because I like the music from that show, but that's a song that's just kind of obnoxious. But as I was listening to the cast recording, I instantly thought, wow, this really, really sounds like it should have been written about the sales weasels. I need to make a few minor tweaks around the edges, and I think I got a jingle here. And then lastly, I wanted to play Tony, I Don't Know Why You Go for Ice Cream, a Billy Joel parody of I Go to Extremes that I've played here once or twice before, because there has been such a recent litany of ice cream theme songs. I just was inspired to listen to this again, so I figured we could all share this moment together. And then on the backside of this, we will have a Jeff Negrelli intro to the mailbag, and then the mailbag.
Paranoia, paranoia, everything is gonna kill Tony. At least that's what he told me. He says it every day on his show, Phobia Pano. I listen every day to Tony Schnick, and people say that it's boring. It's mostly shilling and snoring. Each segment's an opportunity to make money. Well, well, it's not good, but it's not bad. And it's the best 980 has. Well, it's not good, but it's not bad. Even if it is mostly ads.
Hey, station management, you stupid sons of bitches. Delaying the podcast and thinking it brings riches. Well, you dumbass, dumbass, dumbass management. Ooh. Oh, don't you know it never worked, not one time. Well, you gift basket-eating, no-good mother was a prostitute sales weasels. I ought to send you back to kindergarten so you can learn enough to tie your shoes and stop making goddamn fools of yourselves. All of you, you bastards. You short-sighted management, you think that you're the greatest. July ratings are lousy, so you send Tony on hiatus. Well, you asshat, asshat, asshat management. Oh, oh, don't you know we hate you all the time.
You think he's joking, but darling, it's true. Tony wants all kinds of freebies from you. Cranberry almonds, free copper scrap. Tony's mailbag is full of so much crap. What kind of pittance does PTI pay? I guess that's why Reali went to GMA. Or maybe TK's just cheap. Tony, I don't know why you beg for ice cream. The littles make less in a year than you make in a week. You want mint chip or pecan? You're the king and the littles are pawns. Tony, I don't know why you beg for ice cream.
Here comes Jerry's mailbag. He's gonna read your emails, faxes, notes. He's gonna read them for you folks. I hope you sent some good jokes. Hey Brad, and if you wanna be on TV, just buy a fedora and a ukulele, and you could be as trendy as me. Maybe an extra on Glee. Here comes Jerry's mailbag. Oh yeah, it's time to go. So long to all of you folks.
Thank you, Jeff, for that lovely mailbag jingle. All right, we just got a couple of notes here. If you'd like to join the mailbag, you can send me your feedback, podcast@tkjingles.com. First, I got a ton of tweets and Facebook posts and emails about the stickers. So thank you, everybody who shared. Will Ballion, in particular, had an awesome open video. I felt like I was watching a TV show or something where they were opening up the new iPhone box and showing you what it looked like. So that was pretty cool. If you've gotten your sticker and you haven't shared it yet, shame on you. I mean, the damn thing was free. Please put a picture on Twitter or Facebook. Just let people know. And if you'd like to get one of your own, you can go to tkjingles.com/stickerme. And then referencing last week's podcast, Bill Strajewski said, "Holy shit, Pet sounds right out of the box," referencing that opening number. And then Todd Takei, or Takei, rather, on that same topic, said, "You may have revived Death Star Radio with the podcast opening, or your trivia segment will be about the email jihad." And I can only assume he was referring to either the cancer joke or the Carol joke. But, Todd, I don't know what Death Star Radio is. It sounds like something we need to talk about in the trivia segment. So if you'd like to answer that question, please send me an MP3 recording of yourself telling me what the heck Death Star Radio is, and we'll play it here next week. Then Vance sent a note to Mark and Nigel that I thought was nice. Mark and Nigel. Whoa, two people. And also to Gary Braun. So I meant to say to Mark and Gary. Vance says, "I must say the jingles are what I look forward to the most each show just to see what made the cut." And I really, as much as I love Tony, it's become such a special part of the show. And this is just a minor extension of it, a pale shadow of that all. But I'm really glad that we're still doing it all this time later. And thank you all for your support. And then lastly, I have two reviews from iTunes. If you have not yet reviewed this podcast, go to iTunes, leave me your feedback. I'll read it here. Go review the mobile apps, everything else. I'm a broken record on here, but I really do like reading these things. So if you haven't done it, it's really easy, and I'd love to read it on the podcast. So on the iTunes reviews, Scuba Jack says, "This is a great podcast that makes me laugh out loud. A lot of clever jingles by many talented people. Very enjoyable." And then lastly, Jimmy says, "Jerry's podcast is great to listen to while grooming my front magic." So I thought that was an appropriate tune to end this week's podcast. Folks, if you're enjoying this, send me a note. If you're hating it, I guess unsubscribe. But I'll be back here next week. I'm still enjoying doing this for at least another week. So until then.
The greatest thing that this show has ever done in 20 years has nothing to do with anyone on the actual show.
Right.
Yeah, which is kind of how it should be, probably. Yeah.